The University of Ghana's 650-bed capacity hospital built at the cost of $217 million will be completed and handed over to government next month. Government has also secured $48 million for the completion of the second phase, which is a 400-bed capacity. This came to light when the Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Afa paid a working visit to the facility. He described the teaching hospital as unique. Seth Eya reports.
The project coordinator of the University of Ghana Teaching Hospital, Professor Aaron Lawson, accompanied by the Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Ebenezer Odro Owusu, took the Vice President round the teaching hospital, which is made up of 7 well-equipped buildings constituting the first phase. Professor Lawson briefed Mr. Emisa-Afa on the genesis of the project and the role of Professor John Evans Atta Mills' government.
President John Evans Atta Mills came to the University of Ghana campus to cut the to mark its beginning. Then in June 2011, the government of Ghana secured a loan from a bank in Israel for the construction and equipping of a 617-bed hospital facility for the University of Ghana. The process went through cabinet and parliamentary approvals. And then we had a value for money audit process which ended in June 2012. In November 2012, the commercial agreement was signed between the Ministry of Health and the contractor, Meses Engineering and Development Consultants Limited of Israel. He mobilized to site on the 1st of April 2013. And it's a fixed-term, fixed-priced contract.
Vice President Emisa-Afa said government in the near future will put up a similar facility for the northern sector.
Very impressive. It's well laid out. And I think that what is happening here is also unique in the sense that it is a publicly funded public agency that is trying to reach out to people who normally would not use public facilities, people who normally go out of this country for medical care, and we are also hoping that there will be medical tourism. And so you're going to be training people here who will have state-of-the-art equipment, and we're working with the best people, the best skills that are around globally. And so we are setting up a unique hospital with the best facilities, and hopefully we'll employ the best Ghanaian medical people to work here.
As part of the project, a number of Ghanaian health professionals have undergone a short-term hands-on training at the Sheba Medical Center in Israel. They are expected to constitute a critical mass of staff to be engaged when the teaching hospital commences operations. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, authorities at the University of Ghana, Legon, have confirmed to Radio Ghana that the first phase of the University of Ghana Teaching Hospital is being financed by the government through a $217 million loan facility secured from Israel. The project coordinator of the hospital, Professor Aaron Lawson, said the government has also secured an additional $48 million for the second phase of the project. He said the university has demonstrated the capacity to pay back the loan to government. He announced that more than 2,000 people will be engaged to work in the facility when completed.
It was the government of Ghana that secured the loan, a $217 million loan to build this facility for the University of Ghana. It wasn't the University of Ghana that secured the loan. And government is paying the $217 million. They've already started paying it. Now, we are securing a second loan of $48 million. And we've shown our capacity to pay for this loan. You know, so it's different from the $217 million.
Okay, so the 48 is the one secured by Legon itself?
No, by the government of Ghana, but we will pay for it. They have made provision for 2,806 staff. We would be outsourcing some of our services. The board is here to take a final decision on services which are non-core for the hospitals, but on the whole, we are planning to engage 2,806 members of staff. Public Services Commission has given us permission to recruit half for the time being, you know, because we'll start modestly and build up. We are working with finance for financial clearance, and then we will start the recruitment exercise. So we are currently going to recruit 1,403. It's going to start now. I've heard that finance has taken a decision, so they are here to communicate to us. So once they communicate their decision to us, we will start the recruitment.
That was Project Coordinator of the University of Ghana Teaching Hospital, Professor Aaron Lawson.